This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
JV show at 7 minutes past the hour. Dougie is out today, but he'll be back soon, just a couple days away, the big triumphant return of Doug Steffen. In the meantime, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillen are here, and lots of trending news, ladies. This one from my home state of California, and again, a follow-up to the campfire. Not only did the campfire kill dozens of people, it was the deadliest fire in California history, but it destroyed thousands of homes, and that left insurance companies in really financial ruins. They're unable to pay the millions of dollars to the policyholders to get those claims paid out. A state judge ruled that Merced Property and Casualty Company can't meet its obligations after last month's campfire. And their assets are about $23 million, but it faced $64 million in outstanding liabilities just in the city of Paradise alone, according to court filings. It's crazy. The judge and the guy, I mean, think about it. The whole town is gone. It's wiped off the map.
Yeah.
And Judge Brian McCabe's decision allows the California Department of Insurance to take control of Merced because its insurance company cannot afford. It goes under, basically, because it can't afford to pay out those claims. According to court documents, the state's Conservation and Liquidation Office will start liquidating what's left of the company. Unlike with bankruptcy, where a business or individual can start over, liquidation means there's just no hope for the company's recovery. Fortunately for the policyholders, Merced's policyholders, they are covered by the California Insurance Guarantee Association, which protects resident claimants in the event of the insurance company's insolvency. So the people who had the policies and had been paying and are good standing members of this insurance company won't be forgotten just because the company can't pay it out. That's why they have that insurance guarantee. But the association has maximum benefit limitations, according to Merced. So some good news, bad news for the people who are trying to rebuild after this fire. And Victoria, I can't even tell you how many times, especially as you get to be a certain age, when you get into your late 30s or 40s, certainly in your 50s, and you have friends who want to sell you life insurance, and believe me, they come out of the woodwork. You may not think you have friends selling insurance, life insurance, but you do, and they will find you, and they will ask you to meet them, and because you're their friends, you'll take the meeting, and they'll tell you, but my life insurance does, and you can cash it out early if you need money. The question that I ask anybody who is trying to invest my money or take my money anywhere is, are you FDIC insured? This is obviously the question you need to ask about to this Insurance Guarantee Association as well when you're getting insurance. Because if you do not have the backing of the government and something catastrophic happens, something that is beyond our comprehension, like a fire that destroys an entire town, you're in trouble. You pay all this money in, and you know what? Sometimes those are the breaks, and nobody wants to be on the end of that particular type of break.
Now, this may be a dumb question, but in Southern California, where you are, where these wildfires have just been popping up more and more, is it required insurance? Like, if you're a homeowner, do you have to have fire, or is that just regular insurance? Like, because I live on the beach now, and we're renting, but if we buy a place on the beach along here, you have to have flood insurance because of hurricanes and things like that, because we're right at sea level. Is it similar like that with fire insurance?
I know you have to have some sort of homeowner's insurance, I believe. Fire insurance is really hard to get in California. It's not cheap. I do have it.
Now
the
worse
thing
than
that's
ever,
even
probably.
Worse for us is earthquake insurance. In certain areas, it's very hard to get earthquake insurance. But it's one of those things that you're really happy you have. You may not use it very often, but boy, when you need it, you're really happy that you've got it. So
absolutely.
Yeah, so another tough break for the people up in the campfire area trying to build their lives over again and try to figure out where they're going to start new homes. And in many cases, everything is just gone, and they're going to have to start over from scratch. So we'll see. We'll continue to follow the story because I think oftentimes when you get a month or two in between the actual event, we forget about the victims. So we'll keep an eye on the campfire for you here on the DJV show, where Victoria has the perfect way to whiten your smile.
Yes, this year for Christmas in everyone's stocking, they're going to be getting the gift of a whiter smile. It is the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you, especially around the holidays. That's also great because, you know, you're drinking a little more wine, you're maybe having a little more tea and things like anything that can stain your teeth. So Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system. It transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's actually not a lie. That's 5 minutes. That's it. No half an hour with a messy tray or those film things that you stick on your teeth that leave a horrible taste in your mouth for the rest of the day. They're easy. They're hygienist approved. You can use them on your natural teeth. You can use them on caps and veneers as well. And in 5 minutes, you're on your way to a brighter smile. So this exclusive offer that we have for our DJV show audience is not available online or in stores. All you have to do is call Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. That's 800-208-1797. And again, it's not available online or in stores, so you have to call for this special deal. 1-800-208-1797.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
At Mathnasium, we've transformed children's lives for 15 years. We build confidence, develop critical thinking, and boost math grades and scores. Whether your child needs to catch up or get ahead, our expert instructors and proven Mathnasium method provide the rock-solid math foundation they need for today and for their future. We're the authority in math education, trusted by more than 500,000 parents. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math. Schedule your no-obligation first visit to one of our 900 centers today at mathnasium.com.
What's in store this holiday at your local Staples?
Gifts and packages shipped with care.
So you can relax in knowing they'll soon be there.
Now at Staples, you get 15% off UPS shipping services and 15% off all shipping supplies.
Plus, Staples is open 7 days a week.
So a happy and stress-free shipping holiday to all.
And to all a good night. Staples, there's a whole lot in store this holiday.
Exclusions apply. In store only, see associate for details. Ends 12/29/18.
Fragrance makes for dreamy holiday gifts, and Ulta Beauty is the place to get them. So gift your impossible-to-impress daughter an irresistible scent from Clinique My Happy. And gift your hard-to-please sister a fruity and floral scent from KKW Fragrance. And then get ready to gift yourself, too. Because when you buy a fragrance of $50 or more, you'll get a free plush throw or luxury robe for having the good sense to give great scents. Get ready to gift. Get ready to glam. Get ready to shine brighter. Ulta Beauty. The possibilities are beautiful.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Minutes past the hour on the DJV show, and come on, fess up. We've all heard it. Maybe our coworker, maybe someone in our family has that that cough that just doesn't seem to go away. Victoria, I know you've been battling something. I had something for a couple of months, and the cough never went away. So the question is, when is a cough more than a cold? When is it more than the flu? When do you really need to be concerned that this could be something more dangerous to your health? There's actually a chronic condition called non-tuberculosis mycobacterial lung disease, and not a lot of people know they have it, but you may, and you may have someone in your family that has it. So we want to keep you safe and protected here on the DJV show. And to do that, Dr. Julie Philly is here. She is a pulmonologist at the University of Texas Health in Tyler, Texas. And Philip Liepman is here. His late wife, Fern, was sick for nearly 2 decades with a form of this. And now his passion is to help patients through an organization, NTMIR, an organization he founded with his late wife. So welcome into the DJV show, Philip and Dr. Julie. How are you guys today?
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Delighted to be with you. Thank you.
I think I'll start with you, Dr. Philly. What is NTM lung disease? Because I don't know that a lot of people have heard about it. And what are the symptoms?
Oh, thank you for having us. NTM lung disease stands for non-tuberculous mycobacterial lung disease. And what it is, it's a bacteria that's in the environment. And it's very common, found in the water source and actually in soil too. So we're all exposed to these bacteria, and it does make some people sick. What are those symptoms? Well, the symptoms can be a cough that simply does not go away, severe debilitating fatigue. Some people can lose weight, and some people can even cough up blood on occasion.
Wow. Wow. And I know you said that the water is a source of exposure. Are we talking about tap water or the shower? Where are people getting exposed to NTM?
That's a great question. It's any and all of the above. We can culture this bacteria in shower heads, in sink faucets. It can be in hot tubs. I suspect it could be even steam from things like facials or outdoor misters. And again, it's also found in the soil. Things like potting soil are common sources of this type of bacteria.
Wow, now, that's scary.
Philip, your wife was an NTM lung disease patient. What was her experience like? And I guess by association, yours as well as the caretaker.
Well, Fern was cold when she moved north and stayed in the shower a lot. We believe that's where was the source of her infection. What happened was for a number of years, she wasn't diagnosed because she would become ill. Doctor would give her a medicine, a pill usually. She would take it for a few weeks, get better, and then it would come back. It took a number of years till we really knew that she had NTM and that it was a little more complex. She needed to take a number of antibiotics to properly deal with this. During that period of time, during that delay, she had some loss of lung function, some extensive damage, and that created it more difficult to treat. It was more difficult to treat. The impact on me was one of a little bit of panic, fear, wanting to help my wife, but I didn't have the knowledge to do so. So we had to seek that out.
And so, Dr. Julie, what can we do? Is this something that it sounds like common sense here? Can we clean our shower heads? Do we make sure if we're using humidifiers? Like, it's running through my head now, any place that there's steam involved. What can we actually do to be proactive against NTM?
Well, the first thing I want to do is calm everyone down, because I do think that, again, we live around these bacteria, and we live around many good bacteria. The reality is that it's difficult to eliminate all exposure in our environment. There are some common sense things one could do to avoid it, and it's best to first, you know, seek more information and discuss that with your healthcare provider. But certain people are at risk to get this infection, and those are usually people with underlying lung disease and certain people with weakened immune systems. And there are occasions where we don't understand why people become sick from these types of bacteria.
Now, if we are feeling symptoms, we only have a minute here, Dr. Philly. If we're feeling the symptoms, what should we be looking for? When should we get tested and take this very seriously?
Listen, when there's a cough that won't go away despite multiple antibiotics, severe fatigue, weight loss, it's best to discuss these types of symptoms with a healthcare professional and perhaps seek this type of diagnosis under their care.
All right, very good. Where do we get more information on this, Dr. Philly and also Philip? Where should people go to find out more about NTM?
Well, first two places would be websites, ntminfo.org and aboutntm.com. They're both have a depth of information, and that would be a really good starting place.
All right. You guys are great. Thank you so much. Happy holidays to you, Philip Liepman and Dr. Julie Philly on the DJV show.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Burning low, lots of mistletoe, lots of snow and ice everywhere we go. I can sing in carols right outside my door.
Wonder and John Legend, a little duet action, What Christmas Means to Me, number 39 on Billboard's Top 100 Christmas Songs of All Time. Ladies, we finally cracked the 30s, and if you've missed it, every day at this time, we run through the list, one song at a time, from 100 all the way down to number 1. We are at 39 right now, and this one, it gets you in a good mood, makes you smile. John Legend with that new holiday album, and of course, Stevie Wonder, just incredible talent. Let's crank it up, Kara.
Yeah, I feel like running wild, feeling like a little child, bringing me the mistletoe. I kiss you once and then some more. Wish you a Merry Christmas, baby. And such happiness in the coming year.
Number 38 on the list, moving right along to another good one. Now, see, we're getting to the good stuff. Once you get into the 30s, there's no messing around. Chuck Berry is here. Run, Rudolph, run.
Run, Rudolph. Santa's got to make it to town. Santa making Mary tell him he can take the freeway down. Run, run, Rudolph, because I'm reeling like a merry-go-round.
Victoria, you're awfully quiet. You like this one?
I'm so happy listening to these two songs so far.
You're toe tapping.
I love Chuck Berry. Yes, I am. I'm literally, my head is like all over the place right now. I love it. Both of these songs, 39, 38, loving it.
Pretty good stuff. Again, Billboard Magazine ranks the top 100 Christmas songs of all time. Chuck Berry stands at number 38 with this really holiday classic. It's not one of the songs that you hear all the time, but certainly when you do, it makes you smile. Got that Rocky sound. Run, run, Rudolph, run.
Run, run, Rudolph, reeling like a merry-go-round.
Number 37 on the list, Johnny Mathis. And it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Everywhere you go, take a look at 5 and 10, listening once again, with candy canes.
For me, this is the version of this song.
It's beginning to look a lot.
Yeah,
like
this is probably the best one, right?
Yeah.
Toys in every store.
He's such a smooth voice.
The pretty sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. A pair of hop-along boots and a pistol that shoots is the wish of Barney and Ben. Dolls will talk and will go for a walk is the hope of Janice and Jen. And Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start again.
It's beginning to look a lot like...
That's number 37. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas on Billboard's top 100 list. Johnny Mathis there. Now, I can't give a short shrift to this one because this is also another great holiday song. Christmas, Baby Please Come Home, Darlene Love, and The Wall of Sound at number 36.
One of my favorite songs for Christmas, but this version is just so good.
Yeah, this is the one. This is the industry standard, I think, for this song.
Mariah did a good job. You two did a good job with it, but Darlene Love is the best.
Yeah, she's the original at this one. And you know what? There's something about her sounds that is very similar to Mariah's version. Mariah used her as inspiration, that very Phil Spector wall of sound that you hear in the music. It is absolutely what you want to hear. So, Christmas, Baby, Please Come Home, Darlene Love. We'll go out with this one because I tell you what, it's one of our favorites here on the DJV show at 28 minutes past the hour.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
On Halloween, thousands of college students attend costume parties, the bizarre attire being part of the fun. But this year, they found the PC police in charge on campuses across America. One university said it didn't matter if students admired Pocahontas or if Prince was their favorite singer. Minority students were allowed to wear such costumes, but white students could not. Desperate to avoid offending anyone, dozens of colleges posted such rules. One advises against traditional headwear from other cultures, while many others simply tell students not to wear costumes representing a culture that is not their own. Well, that certainly eliminates devils, witches, ghosts, and superheroes. Maybe we should look through the lens of liberty and realize that making everyone dress up as themselves would be a mean trick, not a treat.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. And today, I want to offer you something special, since it's the holidays after all. Get $5 off on any shave set, including our limited edition holiday sets. Each set comes with a weighted handle, a 5-blade razor cartridge, foaming shave gel, a travel blade cover, plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 0707 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 0707. On behalf of the entire Harry's team.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Americans are getting another chance to say goodbye to former President George H.W. Bush, whose body is lying in repose at the Family Church in Houston.
I just had a feeling that I needed to be here and I wanted to be here. And I do feel that President Bush 41 set a great example.
More than 3,000 people attended a funeral service in Washington's National Cathedral. Former President George W. Bush offered an emotional tribute.
A great and noble man. The best father a son or daughter could have. And in our grief, let us smile knowing that Dad is hugging Robin and holding Mom's hand again.
He will be laid to rest alongside his wife Barbara and his littlest daughter Robin. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I don't often recommend books on my show. I'm such a busy guy. I could barely find time to write a book, let alone read one. But if I got a great one to recommend to you, A Prayer of Vengeance by John Stafford. With events ripped from the headlines of the peak moments of the Cold War, this book intertwines real places and events with supernatural evil and divine intervention, bringing both good and evil, seen and unseen, into modern times. This book pulls back the curtain to view the world in a whole new way, exposing the war between the light and the darkness playing out all around us right now. A Prayer of Vengeance is an action thriller full of suspense based upon powers of the Christian faith and what is possible if one believes. If you like Da Vinci Code and Along Came a Spider, you will love A Prayer of Vengeance. This book gets my highest 5-star endorsement. Wayne Root loves it. This is the first book of a series, and I can hardly wait to read the next book author John Stafford has in store for us. A Prayer of Vengeance by John Stafford is available exclusively on Amazon. Go to Amazon.com now to get your copy of A Prayer of Vengeance or learn more about this book at prayerofvengeance.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Minutes past the hour. It is the DJV show. That stands for Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Dougie is out today on vacation. He'll be back really soon. In the meantime, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillen are here with trending stories. Victoria, what's going on?
Well, Seattle is trending, and for good reason for hockey fans. The National Hockey League is officially coming to Seattle. The league's Board of Governors voted unanimously on Tuesday to award its 32nd franchise to Seattle, and that will begin in the 2021-22 season. Seattle has long been a sought-after venue for an NHL franchise, but after numerous starts and stops, the process kind of gathered a full head of steam when Seattle actually agreed last December to renovate the Key Arena. And so that apparently was the final thing that allowed the NHL Board of Governors to say, okay, now that you've renovated the arena, we're going to move forward. The NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman told reporters, "We're thrilled that Seattle, a city with a proud hockey history, that includes being the home for the first American team to ever win the Stanley Cup, is finally joining the NHL. So the Seattle ownership group, which includes David Bonderman and Jerry Bruckheimer, you'll probably remember Jerry Bruckheimer's name from the big Hollywood bigwig, they're going to pay a $650 million expansion fee for the rights to the franchise. Yeah, that's a lot of money. And so the team will have an expansion draft in June of 2021. It will follow the same rules that it used for the Vegas Golden Knights, which worked out very well for the Golden Knights. And so a lot of teams will be looking once again to kind of be the victims of poaching for this new team. But, you know, I think it's great to have a team that's going to be solidly based in Seattle. They've had a few teams that have moved, but I think this one is going to stick around for a long time.
And it's always exciting to see how the crowd reacts, right? The city reacts. Certainly for the Vegas Golden Knights, the city of Las Vegas has embraced them. They love the team. And that was also the excitement was driven because the Vegas Knights did so well in their first season. They went all the way into deep into the playoffs and did very, very well, not winning the Stanley Cup, but coming pretty darn close. So if Seattle's any indication, if they used the Golden Knights as an example, they should be just fine. I think what's interesting is it will cause a little shift in the way the standings and the divisions are set up. The Arizona Coyotes will be kicked out of the Pacific Division. They'll be moved to the Central Division to make room for the new Seattle team. So, yeah, kind of interesting. But good news. I need to get back into hockey. You know,
It's making me think that, too.
It's one of my favorites. Between baseball and hockey, those are the sports that I love most. But I've been spending so much time with baseball, and I was so disappointed by the Dodgers going to the World Series for the second time and not winning that I took sort of a sports break. I need to get back into it. My Kings are having a pretty tough year, though, so that's kind of the bummer there. All right, also going on in the world, this one I think is so interesting, and Victoria, you kind of brought this to my attention. The Mexican president, who was just brought into office just a few days ago, Mexican president is now Andres Manuel López Obrador. He took office just literally not even a week ago. Yeah. And some of his campaign promises are already in motion. He's really hit the ground running in Mexico, not only tackling violence at the border, but really jumping in and saying he's going to be the voice of the everyday Mexican person instead of some of the elitists that have been running the country in the past that have kind of a hierarchy in Mexico. He considers himself to be a leftist, and during his bid for the presidency, he vowed to sell the presidential plane, which is a Boeing 787 Dreamliner, and he said he'd use the proceeds to help his country's poorer communities. How about this guy? He said, "I will not get on a presidential plane. I would be embarrassed. My face would be filled with shame if I board such a luxurious plane in a country with so much poverty." He said that back in September in a video that he posted to Twitter. True to his word, literally one day after taking office, President López Obrador flew on a commercial airline to the Gulf state of Veracruz. The president was photographed at Mexico City International Airport, traveling just like any other passenger. A video posted to Twitter showed him in what appeared to be a coach seat, flying coach class, not even first class. And at least he had a window seat, apparently, according to the reports. So here's a guy who's actually putting his money where his mouth is and giving up that presidential jet in to make things a little more fair for his country. I think this is a good thing to do and a good sign for Mexico.
Good for him. And that's not an easy thing to do. I'm sure when you first get inaugurated and then you get to see the perks that come along with being the president of, you know, any country, really, and then you see your Boeing Dreamliner, and then, well, nope, it's going up for sale. You're going to be riding coach back like everybody else.
So what are the security risks of that? I mean, we've been talking about how some people are probably not going to be super happy with him if he's trying to get rid of all of the corruption and the, you know, security and police forces and stuff like that, and then he's sitting on a plane with all of these other people. I mean, does he have to be completely surrounded by security the entire time?
And this will be interesting to see if he's going to be able to keep this up. That was exactly what I was thinking. It's hard to imagine our president, any world leader, just walking back to the back of a Southwest Airlines flight. It's not necessarily what we would consider the safest thing, especially in a country like Mexico that's used to a structure of corruption. It's just what it is. It's not even being mean. That's how things are set up in Mexico. And so if he's going to be shaking up the norm and shaking up people's allegiances to each other, well, maybe this won't be something that's going to be a long-term arrangement. Maybe he'll have to come up with something else. But he's keeping to his campaign promise, so we can't fault him for that.
Right.
As we continue on the DJV show, I want to remind you about this special offer that we have going on just for a few more days. This is a limited-time offer. It's absolutely fantastic, and it's from our friends at Omaha Steak. This holiday season, if you're looking for the perfect gift that families across the country have loved for over 100 years, look no further than Omaha Steaks. Right now, Omaha Steaks is giving an amazing limited-time offer to our DJV show listeners. When you go to the website omahasteaks.com and enter code DJV into the search bar, you're going to save 74% off of their family gift package. It usually sells for $195, and that's a great deal. You're getting it for $49.99. Not only is this a perfect gift for your family and friends, but Victoria, you and I are suggesting people pick up one or two of these for themselves. Don't wait. The offer ends soon. Go to omahasteaks.com, type DJV into the search bar, and send the Omaha Steaks family gift package today. It's a limited time package. It's only $49.99 at omahasteaks.com. Promo code DJV.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. A recent Bank of America survey found that 53% of Americans plan to shop after Thanksgiving weekend. Last holiday season, consumers spent an average of $1,143 on retail purchases, showing there's a lot more shopping and spending ahead for Americans. Jason Gaughan, Bank of America executive.
As you begin purchasing holiday decorations and gifts, it pays to have a credit card that rewards you for every purchase. With the Bank of America Premium Rewards Card, you earn an unlimited 1.5 points for every dollar you spend. Earn even more when you book holiday travel with 2 points for every dollar spent on all travel and dining purchases. Plus, our preferred rewards clients can receive a rewards bonus of up to 75%.
For more tips and information on how to apply for the Premium Rewards Card, visit bankofamerica.com/getmorerewards. That's bankofamerica.com/getmorerewards.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-643-8577. 800-643-8577. 800-643-8577. That's 800-643-8577.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here with a big old holiday radio commercial for KFC. Wrapping presents is a lot of work, so let the Colonel do the cooking tonight. I'm making KFC $20 fill-ups. That's 8 pieces of delicious Kentucky Fried Chicken, 2 large mashed potatoes and gravy, a large coleslaw, and 4 biscuits for just $20. I'll even wrap it for you. The wrapping is just a bucket. But it's a swell-looking bucket. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Prices and participation may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
My dad is a proud doer, always building, repairing, or maintaining something. He relies on Craftsman tools, and I do the same. Today, Craftsman mechanics tools, metal storage, and lighting are available from your favorite retailers. But that's only the beginning. A full line of retooled and refined products are on the way. Find your favorite store at craftsman.com, and stay tuned for more big news from this trusted American brand.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
24 minutes past the hour. It is, we're in full holiday mode here on the DJV show. Doug is out today. He's on vacation. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillen here. And joining us now is the guy that you want to help you with any holiday gathering. His name is Tom Douglas. He is a chef, a restaurant owner, and a three-time James Beard Award recipient. And that is no joke, ladies. He's been featured on the Food Network, PBS, CBS, and other networks programs. You've probably seen him all over the place. Chef Tom Douglas, welcome to the DJV show.
Welcome to Seattle. Nice to have you.
Well, thank you, and congratulations on your new hockey team. We just did a story about that. I don't know if you're a hockey fan, but Washington State is getting a team. So, Chef Tom, take us through the elements of throwing a successful holiday party, because I love to entertain. I think I'm doing it right, but I know there's room for improvement. What do we need to do to make a successful holiday gathering?
Well, number one, don't freak out, right, Jen? That's the biggest deal of the whole thing. Number two is make a plan, right? You know, so think about what you want to serve and then what wines you're going to serve with it. So today I made it, an appetizer to go with each of our wines. And then I know what the flavor profile is going to be like. And that will give you confidence as you move through your evening, because you want to be part of the party. You don't want to just be the caterer to your own party, right? You want to be able to jump in with your friends and family and enjoy the party yourself. So the first thing I do
is to
get me loosened up is a champagne or a sparkling wine cocktail. Domaine St. Michel makes a beautiful brut from grapes right here in the Washington State area. They are our founding winery. I don't know if you know that or not, but we are a large wine-producing state now, and Domaine St. Michel is the beginner of all of that. So I take this. I made a cranberry syrup. Cranberries are grown right here just about 2 hours away from Seattle. And I take a cranberry syrup, take them, and cook them into a syrup. And then I use cranberry bitters to kind of back up the flavor a little bit, because I want the cranberry to come through the beautiful, elegant, flavorful, sparkling wine. And then you have something to hand your guests right when they walk in the front door.
And that's a great tip, because when you first walk in, you don't want to have to wait around for someone to make you a cocktail, pour you a glass of wine.
Right.
You have that champagne ready to go. That is a great tip. And Chateau St. Michel is a brand I'm very familiar with. I am a sommelier, Chef Tom, and I think Washington and Oregon, also by association, have really come into their own in the wine business, and certainly Chateau St. Michel is a trailblazer. So if people aren't familiar with the wine, and obviously champagne's a great place to start or a sparkling, what comes next? How do you pick the whites and the reds that will please all of your guests, not just a few of them?
Well, one of my favorites from that winery is the Eureka Riesling. And so I knew I was going to serve that, so I started to think about what would go fabulous with that, and then what is an appetizer that I can make maybe a day ahead of time and then just reheat or warm up to about 105 degrees. You don't want to put out a hot finger appetizer, right, because people will burn themselves and their lips. You want to put out something that you can serve just kind of warm to pass room temperature. So I went with a nice, savory, melted leek. Leeks are perfect this time of year. They're a little bit unusual. Many people aren't accustomed to serving them. So I cook them in butter just on low and slow until they almost melt. And that's different than, say, caramelized onions, right, which have a dark brown flavor and a dark caramel profile. These are bright green still, but they're just super softened. And I mix them with potatoes and cheese to make a little empanada, and it's perfect with the Riesling.
Ooh, that sounds delicious. Great. Is the Riesling, is that a little on the sweeter side? Because I always think of Riesling as being sweet.
This particular one is, but it goes with everything. It's not sweet like a German Riesling. It's it's more just a tint of sweetness. And then to finish, I'm doing a little caramelized fennel tart with some rare Wagyu beef sirloin on top. And this is a thing that you can do as a vegetarian or as a meat entree or as a heavy after party with Indian Wells Cabernet Sauvignon.
That sounds fantastic. Chef Tom Douglas is here. Now, where can people get these recipes and holiday entertaining ideas, along with some tips on finding some great wine from Chateau St. Michel?
Sure. Well, of course, St. Michel has it on there, stmichel.com, or you can go to tomdouglas.com for all of my restaurants, and enjoy perusing for all these recipes.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
To have his own theme song on the DJV show is our friend Warren Eckstein. He's here from the Pet Show. You can find him all over the country on radio stations everywhere and, of course, online as well. Warren, welcome back. And, you know, it's such a big week to have you here because I think maybe the story of the week, other than the passing of President Bush, is the relationship that he had with his service dog, Sully, and just what a beautiful relationship they had while it was short. They kind of became a pair together in June. Obviously, Sully has been doing quite a good job for George H.W. Bush, and we saw that very famous picture of him laying kind of at the foot of the coffin of his former owner or partner, I would say. So talk to us about service dogs in general and this relationship that we see develop between the two people who are involved in this relationship.
You know, it's kind of interesting because years ago, and I've been watching this whole service dog thing from the beginning, because when I started out, there was no such thing as service dogs. I was working for a place in upstate New York called Green Chimneys, which was a place where I was training people, all had their PhDs from around the world, to work with some of the first service dogs, specifically hearing ear dogs and dogs also to help with other challenges. And it never ceased to amaze me, the bond that these dogs, and in some cases cats, but the bond that these dogs like Sully have with the people that they're taking care of and vice versa. It's like it becomes a symbiotic relationship. It's like the separation isn't there. They're just right on target with each other, not in terms of just the service work the dog does, but the emotional stability that the dog adds to the person who's having any type of challenge. It's also amazing that the majority of these dogs, a lot of these dogs, come out of shelters and horrible situations. And yet when you focus them, they're able to do amazing work. Sully's just one example. I mean, I post stories all the time of service dogs where their guardian had passed away, where the dog might be alongside the grave. I did a story last year where the dog would go every single day. A town in Italy, imagine this. Every single day, a year and a half after its guardian died, the service dog would go to the cemetery and just lie for 4 or 5 hours at the grave of the guardian. So it's absolutely amazing to me. So it never occurred to me that this wouldn't happen. But what a great relationship for Sully and the president to have established. And you can see in the facial expressions of the president before he passed away just how much respect and how much a relationship he did have with Sully. Amazing things are taking place with service dogs nowadays.
You know, we were talking earlier this morning, Warren, that I was reading up on Sully because he's kind of become a national mascot this week. And he has 2 full pages of commands that he is capable of doing, including answering the phone. That was one of the things that he can do.
How does that work, Warren?
Some sort of a device that he can bring the phone,
right?
They
have a TTY. They also have a TTY. You know, I trained the first dog in the United States, first dog in the world, as a matter of fact, for hearing impaired people. And what happened is, if the person, for example, passed out, what would the dog do? For people that lived in specialty apartments, senior citizens housing, and even people that live in their own homes, they would install a special attachment at dog nose level, where if the person passed away or didn't respond to the dog or was passed out, the dog would go over and pull this, and what would happen, it would alert someone that there's a problem and someone had to come into the apartment. So it never ceases to absolutely amaze me. You know, I've been doing this for a few years, so I'm with 35, and the bottom line is, as much as I know, I learn every single day from the relationship between dogs and the people they live with.
See, and there was a study out, and I can't even remember who put it out, but it was literally just a few days ago that said dogs are not as smart as we think. But I take issue with that.
I saw that too.
Because not only are they smart, but I think you get this emotional connection, and Warren, you almost said it, but they become an extension of the human that they're working with. So what do you make of people who say dogs don't have it in them when you have Sully who's sitting there, you know, answering the phone and you talking about the dogs notifying when the owners might pass away or pass out and need extra help? How do you equate that?
Listen, I'm not bragging. My dog actually keeps a diary every day, but that's just my dog. That's
your dog's smarter than you. We know that, Warren. Come on. We know it.
The bottom line is that the relationship, as you said, it's so close. It's so amazing, and there's so many things that they can learn. But I think the people that suggest that dogs are not as intelligent as people are would never survive in a dog's world. And the difference is that dogs are instinctive and people are not. Dogs react by instinct, which makes them a lot more intelligent and a lot smarter than people that just react to a reaction.
Good stuff. All right, Warren. Thank you so much. You're always such a great source of knowledge, and especially at this time when we're paying so much attention to Sully, a national treasure. Check out Warren at thepetshow.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.